Hello and welcome to Pardes from Jerusalem, the podcast series from the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies in Jerusalem. I'm Larry Kluger, a Pardes alum. This week, Shabbat Tshuva, Hazinu. This is a podcast by Rabbi David Levenkurs. He has prepared a fact sheet for this podcast, so you can find that on the Elmod website, elmod.pardes.org, and use it to follow along with Rabbi Levenkurs. Rabbi David Levenkurs is a member of the Pardes faculty and also serves as the director of special programs for Pardes. And now, Rabbi David Levenkurs.
Thank you, Larry. On the 3rd of April, 1968, when I was just 3 years old, Martin Luther King Jr. gave his famous speech, "I've Been to the Mountaintop," in which he very, very powerfully compares himself to Moses. And of course, the poignancy of the speech is that he was later assassinated. He said, like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's promised me to go up the mountain. I've looked over and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we, as a people, will get to the promised land. As I said, very, very evocative of the Parsha of Vahazinu, where Moses gets a chance to see the promised land, but not actually to go in. But it's not just that he echoed this so poignantly, so prophetically, but also that in many, many ways, this piece echoes many, many different Jewish values. The idea of it not being about Martin Luther King, but about being about the people. We know in our tradition that we don't know where Moses was buried, and he's not in the Seder plate, because not in the Seder service, because it's not about Moses. It's not about the leader. It's about the people, and it's about what the leader did, and it's about where the leader brought him too. And Martin Luther King seems to be saying the same thing over here. It's not about me. It's about the people that I had the honor to shepherd. And this acts as a very, very beautiful introduction to one of the issues in the Parsha of Vahazinu, which you read on Shabbat Tshuva, which is, what is the meaning of Moses not entering the land? Today, I'm not going to be speaking about why he did not enter. Many, many good Divrei Torah have been written about this. But today, I'm going to look at something different. And that is, what does it mean that he wasn't allowed to enter the land? What does it mean for us? What does it mean to spend your whole life working for something and not to get to see the fruits of your labor? In Devarim 32:52, it says, "Ki meneged tireh et haaretz," you will see the land from opposite, from afar. "Veshama," from there. "Veshama lo tavor," and you won't get there, "el haaretz," to the land, "asher ani noten lifnei."